The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
I want to appreciate our Father in the Lord, the senior pastor of this great commission. Hallelujah. If you are clapping your hands to celebrate my father, your father like that, it's not good enough. Can we jam those two hands together as we celebrate greatness? Thank God for your life, sir. Thank God that you heed the call. And thank God for giving people like me the opportunity to serve God together with you. We are ever grateful to this great privilege. And I pray that the Lord will bless you, sir, and increase you more and more in the name of Jesus. Join your hands together as we appreciate Mama also for her constant support, consistent and timely advice and counsel. I pray that the Lord will bless you, Ma, and increase you more and more in the name of Jesus. I appreciate every one of you, all the leaders and pastors in the house. God bless you all in the name of Jesus. We also appreciate all our online viewers. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. We are waiting for you to manifest fully in church. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This morning, we are looking at the laws of good success in business and in career in this first service. How many of us know that today is an impartation service and the Lord is set to impart you in the name of Jesus? It's a business and career impartation service. And I want you to know that you are not destined for failure in life and destiny. You are not destined, you are not created for failure in business, in your career, in your academics, in your marriage, in whatsoever you set your hands upon to do. God did not program you for failure. He didn't set you aside for failure. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 13, the Bible says, "And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail." Can I hear an amen? "And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath." Hallelujah. The Lord has programmed you to be above only and not beneath. God has designed and destined you for continuous and consistent success. Not success today, failure tomorrow. No. Consistent, continual success. And I want you to know that success is your heritage. Say, success is my heritage. Say, success is my heritage. Turn your Bible with me to the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 30. The book of Romans chapter 8 verse 30. The Bible says, "So moreover, whom he had predestinated, them he has also called. And whom he has called, them he has also justified. And whom he has justified, them he has also glorified." Hallelujah. Now what shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Our God is not a failure. And if God is for us, that means failure cannot be for us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in verse 32, it said, "He that did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him freely also give us all these things?" All this. He did not spare his own son. So if he can give us the Lord Jesus Christ, he can give you success. If God can give you Jesus, God can give you success. Hallelujah. He said, "He did not spare his own son. How shall he not also with him also freely give us all things?" Praise the Lord. All good things in life and destiny shall be yours in the name of Jesus. I say it again, standing under the prophetic anointing of our Father in the house, and I declare concerning someone this morning that success will not elude you in the name of Jesus. In that new business that you have started, you will come out successful in the name of Jesus. In the career that you have chosen, you will be successful in the name of Jesus. In your academic, I speak prophetically that you shall come out successful in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. But I want us to know that success is not a mystery. It's not a mystery. but works with laws and principles. And I want you to know that there are laws also that are bad sources in your business and in your career. It's not a mystery. Success is not a mystery. Success is not a mystery. Success is not synonymous with any particular person or any particular nation. It is not geographically based. No. It is based on principles and laws. Hallelujah. And we'll be looking at some of these laws this morning. Examples. We'll first look at examples of successful people who are successful in business and in career in the Bible. Number one is Abraham. Abraham was so successful that he had 318 servants. 318 servants in Genesis chapter 14, verse 14. And the Bible said, and when Abraham heard that his brother was taken captive, he had his trained servants. That means there are other servants that are not trained servants. Praise the Lord. Trained servants. Born in his own house. Can you see that? 318. And he pursued them unto Dan. This was when Lot was taken captive. 318 were the ones that were born in his house. So that means if 318 were born, at least if we say the ratio of two people per parent, that means we have how many mathematicians? At least mothers and fathers. That would be what? 159. 157 or 159. Aside these ones. Now, he said, these are the trained ones to war. That means there are several other servants. Praise the Lord. He was a blessed man. Rich in cattle. Rich in goats. Rich in every good thing of life. He was so blessed that we are still enjoying from his blessings. I mean, of course, we sing, say, Abraham, blessings are mine. Hallelujah. He was a tremendously blessed man. Well blessed in his business, in his career, and also in service to God. Hallelujah. Number two example is a man called Joseph. Joseph was not the number one in Egypt, but he was very successful. He wasn't the number one person. He was number two. But he commanded the entire nation. Hallelujah. Pharaoh said, it's only in throne I will be great. He said, at thy command, my people will do anything. Nobody can lift their hand or lift their leg without the command of Joseph. He was a tremendously successful man. He wasn't in his own country. In fact, you can call him an ex-slave immigrant, if there's anything like that. Hallelujah. He wasn't an ordinary immigrant. He was a slave immigrant. Yet, he was tremendously successful. Very successful. Genesis chapter 41, from verse 40 downward. This man was so successful. Thou shalt be over my house. Can you see that? According unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in throne will I be greater than thou. That's Pharaoh speaking. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. Egypt was the powerhouse, was the superpower of the then known world. They were the superpower. It's like having total control. He has access to the wealth of the entire nation. He has access to the entire resources. And he was a successful man. He was successful in his assignment. The assignment that was given to him by Pharaoh, he was so successful that he preserved the entire then known world. May you be successful in your assignment in the name of Jesus. I said, may you be successful in your assignment in the name of Jesus. Brethren, the kind of success we are talking about is not the success that is gotten through anki-panki or through funny means. The kind of success we see around of people that are stealing all the money of the nation and they are saying they are successful. That's not the success we are talking about. We are talking about the success that comes from heaven. You know, the success that is man-made will elapse at the expiration of the man. Hallelujah. But the success we are talking about is success that transcends generation. How many of you know when Abraham was born? And you know when Abraham died? Can I see your hand? Nobody. Good. And we are still talking about Abrahamic blessings. And you and I are still partaking in that blessing. That is the kind of blessing we are talking about. That long after you are gone, the blessing still speaks. Hallelujah. You will be successful. And that success will transcend generations in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. What are the laws for business and career success? Number one, law is godly foundation. Godly foundation. Godly foundation. Godly foundation. If you are going to succeed in any venture, the foundation is very important. Psalm 11 verse 3 says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The foundation, how you start it, what you are starting it with, is very important. You cannot go and break another man's house, take block from another man's house, and use it to build your own house, and you expect the blessings of God to be on it. You can't set the foundation with lies, with unrighteousness, with greed, or with human blood, and you say, ah, this is success. No, that is not success. The foundation is very important. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The foundation of this building is the most important part of this building. How many of us know that? The foundation of this building is the most important part of this building. And by privilege, I'm privileged to be part of the foundation when this building was under construction. I can tell you, hundreds and hundreds of hardcore stones that were deposited to make this building to stand. Trips, just bringing trips, putting it. Not sand, but hardcore big stones that were set in for it to stand. And can I tell you this? The stronger the foundation, the better the foundation, the more rigid, the more solid the building is going to be. And the bigger or taller or larger the building will be, the bigger, the more massive the foundation will be. So if you are dreaming of a big business and career, what foundation are you building? If you are not faithful in another man's business, how can your own be given unto you? It's a foundation. If you are engaged in a business with someone and you are not faithful in that business and you have the dream that one day I will start my own business, you are already laying the foundation for your business. Hallelujah. You are already laying it. You're already laying it. Brethren, the foundation, godly foundation is required. Godly foundation is required. Godly foundation is required. If there's no godly foundation, there cannot be godly success. Your business or your career must be on a good foundation. And foundation, like I said earlier, is very vital to the building of any business, career, or venture. Don't start your business or career with iniquity or looting or cheating or duping people. No! It won't stand. Like Papa will say, they in my place, the house that you build with spittle, with, is it spittle? With saliva, eh? Ordinary dew, we bring it down. Later, Bafi, you talk on Iriloma. If others, you are building and you are not building what is solid, it might look rosy, it might look pepperoni and looking nice, but I tell you, it won't last. It won't last. So, your foundation must be sure. Don't start your business with iniquity. You want to start a business as a young lady, then you go and sleep with one sugar daddy and the sugar daddy gives you money. And you say, 5 million, just one night. Jesus is Lord. In fact, God is the miracle worker. Miracles everywhere. Then you take the money to go and start a business. I say, Father, thank you. is foul. It won't last. I can tell you that it won't last. It won't last. And you know the funniest part? You now call the pastor and say, "Pastor, come and anoint this business for me. Come and anoint it." And pastor goes there and prays. And when the thing is not working, he says, "This pastor doesn't have anointing. If pastor has anointing, things are supposed to work. It won't work. Let him come with a tanker load of anointing oil and pour it into the business. It will not work. Because the foundation is not right. The foundation is faulty. Let God be the beginning and the end of your business and career. Because without God, you can do nothing. John chapter 15 verse 5 says, "I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I hide in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing." It takes only God to have a business or a career that will last generation and that will be a blessing to others. Brethren, we live in a world where everybody wants to make quick success. Everybody wants everything quick, quick, quick. In fact, we have passed the Nodu generation, because at least Nodus, you wait for some few minutes to get the thing done. Now, I don't know what I will call it. We want it and we want it now. Whichever way we get it, as long as we want it, whichever way will lead to whichever destruction. May we not be destroyed in the name of Jesus. The Bible says there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is destruction. May that not be our way in the name of Jesus. Let the foundation be godly. Whatsoever you are doing, let it be godly. Live a godly life. Build a godly foundation. Build a godly foundation in your business, in your career. Perhaps you're a student. Don't go and get grades by sleeping with one lecturer or the other. As you are getting the grade, you might be getting HIV. As you are getting the grade, you might be getting STDs. As you are getting the grade, you might be exchanging your destiny for something else. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Number two, law is discipline. Say discipline. To succeed in any venture, discipline is very important. An indisciplined businessman will destroy the business. If discipline is absent from a business or career, it is bound to fail. You started a business, the business is doing well, then you have just made your first million and you carry the entire money. Say, "Now I need a Benz C-Class. This Dalopi that I'm using is not good enough for my status again." Your first million. Then you go and buy, you have made 2 million. Then you buy a Benz of 1.7 million. Then you register it and change the tires and do servicing. Everything costs about 150,000. And you are left with 150. Out of the 150, your friends will come and say, "Ah, you must wash it for us." Then you fill the tank. You know, when you buy a new car, most often we always fill the tank first. Everybody will fill the tank. I always do that. Fill the tank with the brim. I want to see the fuel efficiency of the vehicle. Then you fill the tank, maybe that costs like 10,000 or 15,000. Then your friend has come and said, "Ah, well, good or well." Then you spend like 20K. Then you say, "Ah, I need to go and greet my parents." Then you drive down home. And you're coming back, the food tank is finished. Then you are left with 20,000. That's when the brain comes down. Say, "Eh, oh wait, Tito. What you have bought is a liability, though it is good, but it's not an asset." Lack of discipline. A lot of businesses have collapsed because there is no discipline. There's no discipline. If you are not disciplined, you cannot be successful. As a student, you have to be disciplined. It takes discipline to have A's. The discipline of A is different from the discipline of B. If you are aiming for A, the level of your discipline must be A discipline. If there's anything like that. You can't be B disciplined and you expect to have A's. It's not possible. Fast from now to tomorrow. God will only bless what you have studied. It is what is in your hand, your five loaves and your two fishes that will be blessed, that will multiply. So if you have no fish and you have no loaves, what will God bless? Empty hand? My hands are blessed. My hands are blessed. There must be something in that hand for that hand to be blessed. And it takes discipline to put something in that hand. It takes discipline to retain something. It takes discipline. You know, most businesses have collapsed because of lack of discipline. And discipline involves planning. You must take your time to plan. You must be disciplined in your spending. You must be disciplined in what you are doing. You must be disciplined in your talking. You have just do a business and you have made some money, then you have broadcast it to the entire world. Put it on Facebook. Youngest millionaire. Youngest millionaire. When you are not, I don't know the name of this guy that was arrested recently. When you are not that person, don't worry, I won't mention. Hallelujah. Hey, you move it. You are doing what? You are doing fashion parade in front of your enemies. It's not everybody that likes your success. Like Papa will say in my place, if your yam is done, you cover it to eat. You give glory to God, fine. But you don't expose yourself and say, you must be disciplined. You must be disciplined in every area. Discipline must be important. Discipline is important. Some vital areas of discipline. Areas you need to be disciplined. Number one is time management. You must be disciplined in your timing. Now that you are making your millions or you are doing so well, say, I don't need to report to that business 8 a.m. again. At least I have some people who are working there, so they should be there for me. They won't be there. You must manage your time. You must know what to do. Number two, punctuality. You see, one of the things, let me talk about this time management a little bit. One of the things that we waste most often, almost all of us does it, is time. And you know what? Time is a resource that once it's lost, you can't recover it. There are some resources that when you lose it, you can still recover. Time, when it is lost, you cannot recover time. It's gone. It's gone forever till eternity. You can't get it back. The time you wasted yesterday, you can't recover it today. It's gone. Oh, you say, I will do extra today. I will do extra. I will put in more effort. Yes, good. You are putting more effort. You are working more hours today. But can I tell you this? That will cost you something. That more extra hour that you are putting in today will cost you something. It's not going for free. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So you must manage your time very well. Don't waste your time in chatting away on social media. They are good. They are lovely. Compare the time you spend on things that does not add value. Invest more your time on things that add value to your business, to your career, to your academics. Don't sleep away the time. Don't misinvest the time in foolish jesting and foolish talking. No! Ronaldo scored, Messi did not score. What concerns you with that? They are working, they are making their millions. He wore a blue boot. He wore white boot. Does that put money in your pocket? Brethren, we need to manage our time. Punctuality. Be punctual in your business, in your career, in whatever you do. Be punctual. Be punctual. You know, when I newly relocated to this city, one morning like that, I wanted to go to just get some things. My wife and family have not joined me then. Then I asked somebody to tell me the market and they described. And I got there early in the morning thinking that it's like Lagos. That early in the morning is not 6 a.m. It's not 5 a.m. In fact, it's not 7 a.m. In fact, it's not 8 a.m. It was around 9 a.m. And I saw only two shops open, the entire market, only two. Then I was wondering, maybe I missed my road. Is this the market? So I have to ask, is this so market? They say, yes. I say, market, 9. No open. Don't allow the spirits of this place to withhold your success from you. Don't let it rob you of your blessings, of your success. Look at our fathers. Always on point, always on time, always punctual. I've never had any meeting with Papa and Papa will come 1 minute late. It has never happened. For those of us that are close to him, we can testify to this. It has never happened. It has never happened. It has never happened. Always punctual. Always on time. One of the things that I check out for when I want to recruit people while still working, if you are doing interview, I always ask the candidates to put the time they get to the place. If we say the interview is 9, I will ask at the gate, tell them to write the time and check as they are signing, check if that is the time they are writing. I always do that. Because if you are coming for interview and you are 5 minutes to the time of the interview, I won't take you. Though you are not late, but you are 5 minutes. It shows that by the time we employ you, will be 5 minutes late. You'll be coming 5 minutes late, 15 minutes late. You must be punctual, disciplined. You must be disciplined in punctuality. Accountability. Number 6 is accountability. You must be accountable. You must be accountable. You must be accountable. If you want to success in your career, you want to success in business, there must be accountability. Take the stock of what you have. Check the stock regularly. Am I making progress or am I not making progress? Am I making profit? I'm not making profit. Check it from time to time. You must be accountable. Said you must take it to know the state of your flock. You must be accountable. And you must have somebody that you are accountable to. Number four, because of time, is delayed gratification. You must be disciplined in gratification. Spoken about that. You must delay gratification and enjoyment. And I pray that the Lord will bless us in Jesus' name. Number 3, Lord, to success in business. Number 3 is vision. Say vision. Vision. Say vision. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 2. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision. Make it plain upon the tables that he may run that readeth it. To be successful in any task and assignment, you need vision. Proverbs 29:18. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. If there is no vision, you perish. You need a working vision, not a television. That's my father, Pastor Victor Kufurigi, saying that. One of Papa's quotes that I love so much is, you need a vision, not television. Television will only show you what they want you to see. Your vision will show you what God wants you to see. So you need a vision, not a television. The first thing that a man needs is a vision. Young lady, if any man asks you out and you get to his house and you see a big television, ask him, what is your vision? Ask him, bro, what is your vision? What's your plan for life? Do you know your purpose here? If he has no vision, I say, I have a big plasma TV. In fact, a smart TV. In fact, it's not smart, it's intelligent TV. Ask him, I want an intelligent vision. Praise the Lord. You need a vision. Vision will guide you. Vision will lead you. Vision will promote you. Vision will drive you. Television will not drive you. Hallelujah. It will only entertain you. Praise the Lord. Vision makes you escape distractions. You escape distractions because of vision. Vision makes you escape frustration. Vision leads to acceleration. Vision leads to elevation. And people flourish where there is vision and perish where there is no vision. As a student, as you are entering the higher institution, the first thing you should have is the vision of the grade that you want to pass out with. Write it down. Write it down. You know, every year I put down the goals. Those are the vision. You see, most companies, when you enter them, you will see most companies, you will see their quality purpose, their policy, and their vision. Some put it as mission statement. How many of us have seen that? Yeah, they put it there. That is the driving thing that is driving that organization. And every worker, every employee is expected to work in that same vision. Praise the Lord. And that is what makes success to happen. Not the big television. Hallelujah. Vision will lead to acceleration. Where there is no vision, there is no acceleration. The person will just be in one place. Where there is no vision, there is no elevation. Vision is what will promote you, elevate you. And my prayer is that God will open you up to your vision if you don't have one, in the name of Jesus. And if you have one, the Lord will help you to pursue it in the name of Jesus. Number four law is trainings. To be successful, you need to be trained. It is training that turns trash to treasure. Hallelujah. You know, we are in a proud generation where people don't want to be trained, but they want to be at the top at all costs. They don't want to be trained, but they want to enjoy. Training most often are not pleasant. I'm telling you, most of the time they are not pleasant. I was sharing, I don't know who I was sharing with, some days ago, I think it was Engine and somebody, I can't remember. And I was telling them that I got trained in my chosen field by two people. Two people, basically. Though three, but two basically. I was trained. One was good in one particular area. Very good. The other was good in another particular area. The area where this one is weak, that's the area where this other person was strong. And the area where this one was weak, that's the area this person was strong. So I had that opportunity. And I was sharing with the person, I think it's Pastor Wale. I said, the training was not easy. Sometimes these people, one of them was really tough on me. I will work so much that when I get home and my wife gives me food, as I'm eating, I'm sleepy. Not that I want to sleep, but I'm so tired, I'm eating. The meat is in the mouth, the sleep is in the brain. The body is sleeping while the meat is in the mouth. So my wife will ask me, what is wrong with you? I said, nothing. You are sleeping when you are eating. I said, yes, I'm tired. That's to tell you the level. Serious rigorous training. I'll take lunch because I don't take breakfast, so my wife will package lunch and brunch and everything together for me. I will take it to the office. I will forget because I'm working. Not that I don't want to eat or I'm not hungry. I forget it. Then around 4 p.m. I will remember, I've not eaten. And if I eat at that time, I won't be able to eat dinner again. So most often, and you can't take it back home. When you take it back home, you know what women will do. They'll be angry with you. So I'll call the boys working with me. Please come and eat. Most often. But it pays off today. After some years, I had the best of this man and the best of this other man. I became like a boss to the two of them. Because where this one is weak, I'm strong. Where this other word is weak, I'm strong. But it takes training and humility. I was telling him, one of the days where the man humiliated me and he humbled me to the lowest. And I took it as part of the training. And that connected me to another ogre that is also more intelligent. And the man took me and said, what I'm going to teach you, you won't see it in any textbook. And sincerely, it's not in any textbook. And he taught me some deep things. So he said, you have to humble yourself. If you are not humble, you cannot be elevated. every one of us needs a pastor to train us. We need a mentor. We need trainers to be successful in life. You need somebody. You need a trainer. If you are here this morning, you don't have a father figure or somebody who is mentoring you spiritually, in your business, in your career, please get one. Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 15 says, and I will give you pastors according to my own heart. We shall feed you with knowledge and what? Understanding. Knowledge and understanding. Our father in the Lord, the senior pastor of this great commission, is one of the people that God has used to train me. Both ministry work, personal work, finance, and in business. God has used him tremendously to train me in so many ways. But it takes humility. It takes humility. You must be ready to be trained. A lot of young people these days don't want, once you are corrected. See, I was talking to my kids and I told them, I said, look, when you are corrected, see it as a blessing. When somebody corrects you, it's a blessing. When you are corrected, especially corrected in righteousness, it's a blessing. Because it will prevent you from falling into an error that could cause you, so it becomes a blessing to you. See correction as a blessing, not as somebody that is as a reproof. No! Get yourself humble to the point that you are ready and willing to learn. And put what you learn into practice. And you see yourself going up in the name of Jesus. You see yourself becoming great in life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Number 5 is sowing and giving. Giving and receiving is a cycle of life. You give out CO2 and you receive what? O2. CO2 is what? Carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide. Oxygen, you take it in. Praise the Lord. Everyone that says, I will not give out CO2 will die. I won't give out. Please just hold your breath. Breathe in and don't breathe out for 5 minutes. Ushers, get ready to pick somebody up. Hold your breath. Take it in and don't breathe out for 10 minutes. Ushers, I'm not seeing you ready. You know, somebody will collapse just now. See, you must give out and take in. The flowing river is always the cleanest. The river that says, I will not flow, I'm just going to remain, will be dirty and stinking. You know why the Dead Sea is called Dead Sea? Nothing goes out of it. So you can't be accumulating, receiving, and you will not give out. To be successful in life, you must be ready to give. Everyone that wants to be successful in business and career must be a giver. You must be a giver. And one of the things that you must give regularly is your tithe. It is the covenant to prosperity and increase. Malachi chapter 3 verse 10. Bring ye the tithe into my storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there may be no room enough to receive it. Now, just one blessing, the room will not be able to receive it. Now, when God now pour blessings, it's a pity many of us don't pay our tithe. You are doing business, your turnover is 10,000 naira in a month, and it's difficult for you to pay a tithe of 1,000 naira. That business will never give, will never, never get to a turnover of 100,000. Because you won't be able to pay a tithe of 10,000. You can't pay a tithe of 10,000. How do you now want to pay tithe in millions? How do you want to pay tithe in millions? The principle to wealth and increase in this kingdom is tithing, not fasting and prayer. It's giving and hard work. Many of us don't give. We see giving as, how can I give what is not enough? It is because it's not enough. That's why you need to give. Let me share you a testimony. In the course of some days or weeks ago, I was expecting some money. And somebody transferred. I was actually expecting some money that somebody was supposed to pay me. But somebody has transferred exact amount that I was expecting using the same bank that the person usually transfers from. And the two of them has the same first name. Like James, James. The first name were the same. Again, as usual, I don't usually go through all the details. So when I saw the bank, I saw the exact amount. I saw the first name. I just assumed this person that was supposed to pay me has paid me. So I started spending. After spending a little bit, the person that sent the money now called me and said, "Ah, did you see the money I sent for you to help me do this and this?" I said, "Which money?" He said, "That was the one I sent yesterday." I said, "Oh, Tio. That is," he said, "No, check it again." And I went and I checked. I said, "Ah." Now, what he wanted me to do with the money, I've spent part of the money. In fact, considerable part of the money. So, now I'm in a fix. I don't know what to do. How do I get the money? And well, last week, I think, yeah, that was just last week, when Minister Samson was ministering, and he was talking about faith. He just brought us something mean that said, "Look, walk in faith." Then I sent John, go and get me tithe card. Then he got the tithe card. Right there, I filled it. I paid the tithe of the money that I've not received from the money that was not supposed to be spent. After paying the tithe, I will not lie to you, my feet were shaking because the tithe was not small. So I paid it. So my feet was shaking. I was like, visiting us here. Lo and behold, my wife even asked me, "So what are you going to do now?" I said, "What will I do?" He said, "I don't know what I will do, but I know that God will do it." The following morning, just the following morning, I was driving, going to somewhere, and I was hearing pam, 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 pam. I didn't bother to check. Then we got to a point and we stopped. Then I picked my phone and I checked, and I saw it. The person that has been holding me, it's not 1 month, 2 months, about 3 months, paid without calling him. Less than 24 hours after fulfilling the principle of tithing. That's a tithing in advance in this case. It's a principle that works. And the person called and apologized for delaying. And he said, "I'm sorry." I said, "Oh, don't, you don't need to be sorry. In fact, you have done well." Praise the Lord. You know, it sounds funny, but it's true. But many of us, we see tithing as pastors are just going to eat my tithe. Pastors are the one. If pastor eats your tithe, he has every legal biblical right to do so. It's in the Bible. But that's not the point. We are not eating your tithe. That's the truth. That's just the truth. No pastor in this church is living by the tithe. None. Not one. Not one. Not one. Living by the grace and the provision of the Almighty God. But when you pay your tithe and you give, you open yourself up to blessings. You open yourself up to the release of blessing that there will not be enough room for you to contain it. And I pray for someone this morning, as you take a decision to be a tither, to be a giver, the Lord will open the windows of heaven concerning you and pour you out a blessing that there won't be enough room for you to receive in Jesus' name. A stingy person will always lack, because blessing comes on your business and career as you obey God. Harvest must follow sowing. Genesis 8:22. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest time, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. There must be a sowing, and the quality of your seed determines the quality of your harvest. I can't plant in 1 acre the same seed that somebody will plant in 10 acres. If I use 2 kg, that person will use 30 kg. And I will not expect, all things being equal, that me and him will have the same harvest. It's not possible. He's going to have a better harvest. Can I tell you this? His harvest is not going to be 10 times more than my own. It's going to be multiple times more. It's not the issue of multiplication. It's not arithmetic progression. Brethren, don't be over-calculative. Calculating. And you know, people are calculating, and because of that, they are not consistent in the payment of their tithe and in their offering. You pay in January because you are calculating. How will I survive in February? You skip February, then you skip March, then you come back in April. It doesn't work that way. You have to be consistent so that your blessings can be consistent in the name of Jesus. Your consistency in giving your offerings and your tithe pays ways for you to success in your business and in your career. Number 6, where I will stop this morning, is spiritual empowerment. Everyone that wants success in life must be empowered spiritually. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 5. Say, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war against the flesh. You must be empowered. Our weapons of warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Casting down imaginations and everything, every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. And bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. You must be empowered. You need spiritual capacity. We live in a wicked world. Until a child of God is empowered, he cannot succeed well in life and destiny. The enemy will not allow a child of God to succeed except there is display of power. Psalm 66 verse 3. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies submit themselves unto thee. Until you are ready to tap into this power and you are ready to engage this power, the enemy can suppress. It's a pity. A lot of people that are in need of this power, they are the same people that runs away from the presence of God. It's a pity. You don't want to pay the sacrifice, but you want to enjoy the blessings. It doesn't work that way. Does not work that way. The enemy will not allow you to succeed except there's a display of power. And today I pray God will display his power in your life in the name of Jesus. The power is displayed primarily in the place of prayer and fasting. We just finished 12 days. Some people did 15 days. Some are still doing it. While you are there, many did not do one day, or you did 2 days, and you want to have the same result? It's not possible. It's not possible. I was talking to one of our beloved daughter yesterday, and she said something. She said, if I'm working in a place and they say don't go to church, she said I will resign from that job. I will resign. And I said, yes. Yes. Because God will lift you up. Brethren, I'm not saying go and resign from your work, but make God first. Some are saying, I can't come to the 12 days because of my work. What if they sack you from that work tomorrow or the company close? You go to the work. Engage in the place of power. It's a 12 days of empowerment. And you did that third one day. So I'm watching online. Okay. I'm not saying online washing is not good. It's good. You can do so. But when you have the capacity and the ability to be in the presence of God, please be. If you don't have the capacity to be, maybe you are away, you are not in Ilorin or you are not in this location, you are in a far location, it's okay. But you have the capacity, you have the enablement. Please be. Engage in the place of prayer. Engage in the place of fasting. Engage. Iron sharpeneth iron. When you put a pot of coal, you remove one coal and put it aside. That coal dies. Engage the power. Your continuous investment in prayer provokes God's blessings and favor on your business and career. Provokes it. It provokes it. And I pray this morning that the Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus. In conclusion, I want you to know that God will make you a success in the name of Jesus. In all your businesses, in your career, God will make you a success in the name of Jesus. Today, in this impartation service, God will do something in your life. God will put something in your hand that will lift you up in the name of Jesus. Something special is dropping for someone. Something great is dropping for someone. God is going to bless someone tremendously. In the name of Jesus. God will make something special to walk in your hand in the name of Jesus. This morning, any power that says you will not succeed, those powers are subdued. In the name of Jesus. You are assessing your breakthrough. You are assessing your elevation. You are assessing your success. In the name of Jesus.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.